Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I got to tell you a funny thing that Molly said in a second once we start recording.
We're already recording. Welcome to the Big Red Cobcast. I'm Pat.
I'm Joe.
There you go. Your turn, Mike.
I'm Mike. But I don't know how long I'll be on for.
Oh, come on.
You're just coming in to shit things up and then go away?
What's up?
Yep, you've answered the question. it's two canales and Pat because there's no Tweety.
No Tweety.
What's up?
Camera. Why isn't Joe's camera on?
You don't need the audio. It's just a recording.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but don't you like to see us when you're talking?
He can see us. We just can't see him.
Don't you want to see it? We us to see you?
we had some guests on the line for this week who aren't Mike Canale.
Oh, really? Who were they?
I don't know. I don't know that I wait to say.
Oh, yeah, yeah. On. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Wait, you ever hear of a little guy by the name of Tom Brady?
Okay. Yes, he was on the line.
By the name of Donald Trump Jr. These were all lined up this week.
Oh, good. I'm glad that I get some video of Mike.
It was Mike's booking. Those were his choices for who we'd
Brady
bring
on. Brady and Donald Trump Jr.
Brady went on the Levitard show. He just called into Stu Gatz's show, kind of because Stu Gatz like knew the father of the guy he was golfing with, or some crap. Really weird.
That is weird. So you know what's not weird? A Husker podcast talking about Husker stuff. And there,
for a second, I thought we were just talking. I forgot we're doing a Husker podcast.
Yeah, well,
I've been doing these Zoom friendship things.
Wally is sad because he's going to a different planet.
I'm gonna mute Mike while
he has the whole time
domestic discussion, whatever it is.
No, he's watching game film, and Wally got a concussion so bad that he thinks he's on a different planet.
So this is off to a very, very smooth start.
Should we start over?
No, we keep going. This is the way it is. We got Husker stuff to talk about.
I don't know much about that. If we could cut Frank Costa short because we were running out of time, you're not getting extra time, Mike.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, maybe if you hear that my next guest is Tiny Tim, the guy who sang Tiptoe Through the Tulips, then maybe he's been
dead for a long time.
Yeah.
That's what makes it more impressive. Like
pretending to be him. Yeah.
Well, maybe a little guy by the name of Little Richard will perk your interest.
Mike only does impressions of people with the words small or little or tiny in their name. Biggie Smalls. He does Biggie Smalls, Tiny Tim, Little Richard.
And some guy no one's ever heard of called Wide Ralph.
Yes.
Wide Ralph.
That's his actual alto ego.
How do you guys feel about Noah Vedral going to Rutgers, huh?
That's kind of exciting and interesting. It adds some intrigue to the Rutgers game, certainly.
If it happens. I mean, I feel like, you know.
Well, I mean, all of it's moot otherwise. All these moves and everything that's happening. It's all these transactions right now. And all the sports, really.
Well, I think, you know, like Morty Shapiro, the president of Northwestern, was talking this week about how he thinks if if not all 14 Big Ten schools can play, then, you know, what's the point? It's like, well, you know, I said on Twitter this week, I thought that's why there are 14 teams in a conference called the Big Ten. You know, there's spare parts in case of emergency.
There we go.
Because
this is the contingency plan now we've been waiting for.
Nebraska seems ready to roll it out. Iowa seems ready to roll it out. I'm sure Ohio State. If Rutgers just isn't going to be a part of it, then, I mean, I get it. But also, like, if places are able to make it work and places aren't, then I guess, you know.
Yeah, I mean, New Jersey.
What? Oh, I lost you. Damn it.
Me?
You were saying, yeah, I accidentally muted you. I was trying to.
Because we're both canales. Yeah.
I was trying to unmute Mike.
Yeah.
And it muted you. And.
Because Mike was sending me mean messages on here. So I was going to mention that.
Oh. You were saying about New Jersey.
I was saying, yes. Anywhere with a population density like that is going to have an issue with this. So in that way, right now, it is an advantage for Nebraska. Again, I think they need to start pushing that. You've got a city there in Lincoln, but ultimately it's surrounded by a low density population. Plus you've got that special hospital there in Omaha.
Yeah.
It's the best school to go to for pandemics.
Yeah. I think all the Joe Burrow stuff was like the most overblown crap in the world, but if Vedrill were to go to a shit program like Rutgers, get on the field and beat us, if you think the Burrow noise was loud, holy crap.
God. Oh, my God. If he won, and look, let's not put that out of, you know, the realm of possibility.
Yeah, Greg Schiano, like the one person to ever win at Rutgers, is back there as coach. Vedrill is a smart dude. Like, it's not. It wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility.
No, he's played the Nebraska defense plenty.
Yeah,
when do they play?
Before Ohio State.
Yeah, I think it's the middle of October or something, or early October maybe.
Is he slotted to be the starter?
That's what it sounds like.
I mean, I think he wouldn't have gone there at least without a chance.
Yeah.
And he started, you know, he started, what, 5 games for Nebraska, or played in 5 games, started 3 or something?
I think he started 2.
2.
Because he started Indiana and Minnesota. And I think
he finished that Northwestern win, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, every game that he played in, McCaffrey also played in, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it would be week 8 that we play Rutgers in a normal schedule, because we play 6 games, then there's a bye, and then Rutgers. And Mike is calling me a pig and garbage.
Yeah. Oh, good. You're getting those too?
Yeah.
So Mike's only contribution at this point has been sending nasty messages.
Just
and for a while, the camera was set up on his kid watching a movie.
Coming in off the top rope.
Wally, right. A real happy movie for your kid.
Oh, that's what Wally you were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know if you were watching old highlights of Wally Szczerbiak or what.
You know, I'm doing this instead of watching the Last Dance, by the way. So you guys should be pretty honored.
Oh, yeah. And you don't have a recorder, so you're never going to be able to see the Last Dance now.
Exactly.
I've been trying to get my dad to watch the Last Dance.
I thought he was.
I don't know. Anyway, my dad actually has some Nebraska opinions on he thinks McCaffrey is going to be real good, and he thinks Harburg's going to be real good, but is not going to start until he's like a junior.
Well, that's probably the case for McCaffrey, too. I mean, both of those guys require a fair bit of physical development, but I think Harburg, dude, there's a lot to like about his potential. If he weren't in Class C1 in Nebraska, I think
– Oh, yeah.
And if it weren't like a time where all camps and everything were getting canceled, we would have had a hard time keeping him here.
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Well, go ahead, Joe. And then
I was
going to
say, I actually think our the way our staff recruits and the way they found guys who then other schools get into very quickly. I think we're not going to be behind the eight ball any more than anyone else with this situation, and maybe better off in some respects. There's a strong local pool right now, and I think our scouting has always – they know what they want, and they can zoom in on some under-the-radar guys like Harburg. Like, if you're right, because if Harburg's playing in a different division, everybody sees him when he's a sophomore playing against these other recruits and stuff. But it takes a while when you're out there not on such a high profile.
Yeah, and I think, too – you know, there's been a lot of hand-wringing about a few different in-state recruits who've gone, and I know they want to lock down, like, a 500-mile radius, but I also think, too, you get a real good sense from the staff who they are prioritizing and who they're not. And I think you could tell, you know, they really wanted slash needed Harburg. There are a few other recruits who they feel that way about, and I'm not sure that Avante Dickerson and Keegan Johnson were quite at that same level. And the funny thing is there's talk about Iowa kind of screwing up their chances at Harburg too, because they tried to slow play him, and Nebraska apparently snuck in with just the right timing. So, I mean, you know who they want slash need, and I don't think it's any secret.
Yeah, and with the way they recruit in Georgia and Florida, they may be able to get some guys who a lot of people don't know about who can, you know, maybe play some of those skill positions that they're lacking in right now.
Yeah. Mike, you had a point that we kept you from making. What was your thing?
I had a question.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Who's the best in-state Nebraska quarterback ever?
Best in-state Nebraska quarterback ever. It's got to be the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, Crouch.
Oh, Crouch, duh. Oh, yeah, and Frost, he's from in-state, too.
Yeah.
They've got quite a few good ones.
I withdraw my question.
I don't know if Jerry Taggy is in-state.
I don't think
he probably was like a Texas guy or something. Or maybe from Oklahoma, now that I think about it.
I thought he was from Wisconsin.
Where's Vince Ferragamo from?
He's from Nebraska, isn't he?
I thought he was from California.
Oh, maybe.
I'm pretty sure Taggy was from upper Midwest. Well, no, take that back. He was born in Omaha. But I wasn't wrong though. He went to Green Bay West.
So there you go. Green Bay West of the two high schools in Green Bay, Green Bay West and Green Bay South for some reason.
Well, there are a few places like that in Nebraska that have like
a north and an east.
Yeah, like spicy? incomplete cardinal directions for their schools. Ferragamo is from LA.
Oh, and that's where he ended up going to the Super Bowl with.
Yeah. Well, that's where he's, didn't he have a kid that was playing too?
Maybe.
I know Randy Garcia had one out here that there were Husker fans who were like, "Well, why didn't we get him?" Well, cuz that's a kid who's pro-style quarterback.
He's pro-style, and he's going to USC, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's not a fit for what we're
doing right now. And that, you know, USC is the school for a quarterback like him to go to. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You go ahead. You go ahead.
I was going to say, we've got more special teams news constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Like a new punter? Although, did we talk about that already?
No, we haven't, because that wasn't within the past week, and also we've had a lot of interviews lately. Yeah, I can't remember who it was, and I wish I could to give them the proper credit. I think it was our good friend from Twitter, whose Twitter handle is Big Baby Poop Butt.
Big Baby Poop Butt.
He said he can't wait until the LSU grad transfer punter or kicker wins the Heisman. And,
yes, that's right.
And
makes up for Burrow.
Yeah, and everyone can say that he always wanted to be an LSU Tiger, but he won.
Put him on the brown chair.
Yeah,
we'll put him on the brown chair.
Sorry.
That's a new award.
I thought I was on mute.
The brown chair. It's the Lou Groza Award. they call it the brown chair because he used to shit himself. So he always leave chairs brown.
Well, I mean, that's not that crazy compared to Bill Russell puking before every game.
Exactly. Oh, you should listen to some stuff about Rube Waddell. That guy, he's in the Hall of Fame. There's a podcast about him. He used to quit games and chase fire trucks.
Well, he was brain damaged or something. There was something very, very wrong with
him. Yes, he was probably very, very developmentally disabled.
And he was, you know, up until like Nolan Ryan, he was the greatest strikeout pitcher for 70 years.
Yeah, but he would leave games and chase, like, you know, ice cream truck.
He died pretty young, too.
He was a bit of a drinker. Anyway, we got to get guys like that on the team.
Yeah, well, we got another special teams analyst, too. Right. We've got two special teams analysts.
I know. They're bulking up the special teams, which is fine. I read something. I did not know this. In Pelini's last year, Nebraska led
10 the 10 special teams analysts.
Yes, and everybody on this – because he was so
threatened. And one of them was Eric Trump, my next guest.
We didn't know you were having guests.
You could have been booking guests this whole time. Save me some effort.
He led Nebraska led the country in like average starting field position or something.
When?
For the Pelini's last year, like opponent's field position or something.
What? I mean,
because of special teams. Well, did we have Sam Foltz that year?
Pelini's last year, I think yeah, he would have been, yeah.
Yeah, so, and good return guys, too, I think. Although, I don't know if that factors into that equation. Either way, I was not aware that we were that good, considering how far we've fallen. So, they have like five kickers and two or three punters now competing.
Is Lightborn still on the team?
No, he went to Oregon State.
Like they all do.
Yeah.
There can't be many more to go to Oregon State at this point.
Think of the number of games we could have won last year with a kicker. What the difference that made was. So
yeah,
the game probably doesn't go into overtime against Colorado, and we probably win that. There's one. There's a good chance that we win Indiana because that changed the way we had to handle things offensively, and possibly. We lost that game by a touchdown. We lost by four to Purdue.
It affected everything for the season.
We lost by three to Iowa. I mean, that's a potential swing of four games in a five-win season. That gets you to nine wins, and suddenly the narrative is a lot different.
Well, and who knows what the team's confidence is like if you've got two more of those wins going into whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, and really, I think that's kind of our best hope in a way. Obviously, we are hoping for the team to get better and improve, which I think they have a track record with being able to do. We also think the recruiting is getting better. But beyond that, I also think there is a little bit of an element of us being snake bitten. And hopefully that turns around for us in a way.
Yeah, you know? Baseball tracks a statistic that's basically like good luck, bad luck. And like the, like you can't duplicate like the good luck thing every year, and you can't duplicate the bad luck thing every year. Eventually the breaks have to go Nebraska's way.
Right. Batting average on balls in play you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, well, they track a whole bunch of it, like wins against expectation.
Mike has been trying to send in some of his own like stats to Baseball Reference, but they keep rejecting his his submissions for statistics. Mike, what are you there, Mike? Why are you in such a dark room? Is this like a boudoir scene? Luckily, the listeners don't have to see this, but it's like this is. Kind of. Oh, good. He turned it off.
I was plugging my phone in.
Oh, okay. Because it looked like a Saw movie or something. Well, you know, the angle that he had that at.
After Wally, we're watching Saw.
He goes.
Well, hey, Dad. What does Saw mean?
They hear everything. Mike, I was telling Pat about some of your statistics that you sent into Baseball Reference that they rejected.
Like which ones? The ones about
tobacco like, swallowed.
Tobacco swallowed. How many players a year get the Heimlich because of sunflower seeds? Six.
It's mostly chewing based statistics.
And those are going to go up big time this year because part of the regulations potentially about bringing baseball back is getting rid of spitting.
Yes, no sunflower seed spitting, no tobacco spitting, no handshaking.
Got it all.
It's going to be bubblegum is going to rule the game again.
Bubblegum.
It's going to be the age of, what was that called? Big League Chew.
Yeah.
It's time for Big League Chew, except you can't share that. That's very dirty.
Also, it only lasts for 20 seconds.
It's true. You need like a whole new thing of that every inning.
Hey, Pat.
What?
What famous baseball player? This is for Pat, Joe. Mix Big League Chew and chewing tobacco together.
Was that Boggs?
No, wait. And further, he didn't mix it. He would take a wad of chewing tobacco and he would wrap it in the bubble gum.
I know I've heard this at some point.
First baseman.
And second baseman.
Second baseman, true. Played Minnesota and the Angels.
Well, I feel like I should know this because I'm a Twins fan.
3,000.
Oh, Rod Carew.
There you go. There you go. Nice. Anyway, our special teams better be gosh darn better.
Well, and honestly, too, everyone has hopped all over Adrian Martinez, and he's going to
– Oh, he's a bum.
He's due for a major bounce back this year. But you know who I was thinking of him today while watching the Bundesliga because they were
while looking at that poster of him that you have in your house?
Yeah. No, that's Gaylord Perry behind me.
I gotta say, every time we get a different view, you say your apartment's tiny, but you've hosted this and it's been like 35 different views of the back wall. So you may have a studio, but it's like 65 feet long.
It's a good size studio.
He's got a huge wall like that Borussia Dortmund's stadium. It's like that wall.
That's a great example for our fan base.
Well, honestly, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
It was a good bit, but
it was good. We got it.
Watching Bundesliga today, I was honestly thinking of our fans because Cologne was playing a home game and they were struggling, but they were saying they were actually staying
against Mainz.
Yeah, and they were actually playing pretty well despite like missed opportunities. They were saying that like if it had been a home game, the crowd probably would have created so much pressure that they would have tightened up. And I couldn't help but think of Nebraska football and how we think that we're a positive influence a lot of times. But I think sometimes that crowud influence can sometimes almost have a negative effect. And you hate to say
absolutely
that,
the pressure,
but it sure as hell does.
Yes. I mean, I wish they could somehow, and Mike, I think Mike would be pretty good at this too. I think anyone who's a Yankee fan is going to have a bit of a natural advantage of being a bit of a jerk in this way. But if you could put like 7 or 8 fans in the stands who can just heckle and be heard the whole time, I have had technicals on the other team from players like yelling up in the stands at me when I was in high school going to games. I'm a very what's the word? Annoying, aggravating, get under your skin kind of person.
Those are perfect for basketball.
Yes, you only need like 6 of those in the stands.
Yeah, that's for basketball, not in a 90,000-person stadium.
Are you kidding me? During the huddle, like while they're in the huddle, you can yell stuff out.
You can't isolate one fan in a football stadium.
Yes, you can. If there's no one else in the stadium.
Oh, if there's no one else in the stadium, sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
you just
need
like
that's
five
different.
Or six. There's only the home team gets 5 or 6 fans, and
I wasn't
they make them the most vocal shit talkers they can find.
Well, and you got to probably keep it to the youngest fans for health and safety's sake. So then they're going to be the most prone to being shit talkers too.
No, I'm out then.
Yeah, you're 70?
I'm into that danger zone now.
Nah, not yet.
I have every underlying physical condition that puts me in the. I actually read an article that said cannabis may block some of the receptors that are associated with COVID. So.
You're invincible.
That's exactly it, everybody. It's better for you than hydrochloronique.
You heard it here first.
What? My next guest, left. Tiffany Trump. And we'll talk to her about
somebody's got to get her on a podcast. Don't you think that would do well? Can we get her, Pat?
I'll reach out to her people. Danny Werfel's secretary said...
We'll just ask her Husker questions.
Yeah, sure. Danny Werfel's secretary told me she was going to get back to me yes or no this week, and I heard nothing. So I'm guessing we're out on the Danny Werfel
sweepstakes. He has a secretary?
Yeah, he runs like some ministry company.
Oh, God. You don't want him on.
You should have Ryan call him then.
You don't want God people on.
You should have my dad call him. My dad will convert him.
To what?
Whatever we are. Whatever he is.
Snake handler.
We're one of a very, very few Italian snake handling families.
You take that out of
context. There aren't many naturally occurring snakes in Italy.
Well, you take that out of context.
No, that's a different show.
It sounds like you're handling Italian snakes.
No, yes. Well, that's what my brother used to do when he'd suck his thumb. He'd handle a snake.
Speaking of out of context, I just yell these things out into Zoom, and Emma's like trying to watch Doc Martin,
Cozy
British TV show. And
of course,
hearing
you guys only have BBC, right? You told your cable company to shut everything off. You're like, just give us the BBC.
Basically, yeah. But we want the British only package of your TV cable package.
That's why Mike only has two channels. He has three. He has Bundesliga soccer. He has kids movies, and he has horror movies.
I thought he had one just of Italian parents shouting at their kids.
Those are home movies. There is a lot of shouting in our home movies. Even in the silent ones, there's a lot of like inappropriate words that you can't say anymore today. Just a lot of bad
without,
language.
Without parents just, like saying,
yelling
don't say
behind
that.
The camera. No, they don't correct at all.
I have no clue how much of that was.
You just get so tired with these things.
I have no clue how
Can
much
Can you
of
hear,
that
wait.
Was what? True?
What? I have no clue how much
Can't
of that was gonna get recorded because my internet went unstable for like 20 seconds. Did I lose you guys?
Oh my God. My personality went unstable for like the last 2 months.
Yeah, fair enough.
So what other good things are happening or bad things to the Husker team? We still, I guess now we only have a transfer spot open for perhaps a wide receiver because it seems like Spielman may be gone for good.
Yeah, but we got Betts, and it sounds like a good chance at Manning.
Yes, he qualified.
Yeah, and I thought
Manning
Betts,
and Betts, yes, right.
I thought Betts was the bigger unlikelihood. And
I think I think he'll play.
Yeah, I will definitely. Definitely Manning, provided he gets on campus. But they've got
for sure.
They've got a couple cracks at him, apparently. Like he's in a class that he's got to pass right now, and it sounds like that's good. It's going well. But if it doesn't, apparently because no one will be on campus probably until July at the soonest, he's gonna have another crack at that even if he fails. Did I lose you guys again? Huh?
Yeah, I keep losing you. What's wrong with your friggin' internets?
I don't know, man.
Who, mine?
No, Patrick.
Pat? Maybe it's just selectively keeping us, you know, it's you choosing heard, what it what gets in.
You heard me, right, Joe?
I heard most of everything you said.
Ah, crap. That's oh, that's not all of it, though. I don't know. I don't know that the wide receiver thing is all that big of a priority right now with those with the last class and with what appears
really?
Like all of them getting you think on.
You think they're comfortable because you think Wandell is going to play more of the Spielman role?
Yeah, and I don't think they'll have to use as much Wandell at running
as a runner. Yeah,
either. That's true. I mean, Dedrick Mills is a senior. Just use the hell out of him.
And absolutely.
We signed and a million running backs, too.
He's a back who needs a bunch of carries.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, Ramir Johnson won't be redshirting this year. There will be options to do a lot of things. Plus, I think the line's going to keep getting better. And it sounds like Greg Austin and – Troy Walters weren't exactly eye to eye, and I think the offense will be a little bit more of a smooth running machine without any sort of what it sounds like may have been some internal bickering.
We don't need any bickering.
No,
including that child bickering.
it's a guarantee with a Mike Canale podcast.
Oh yeah, will be kids. Those kids make an appearance. I just hope he keeps making them Husker fans so eventually they contribute. I mean, Anthony gets up at 6 in the morning to watch the game, the soccer game.
Yeah, he watches. He does watch games.
At 6 in the morning.
And he's
that's actually good. I'd get up that for a game.
He's a solid kid, too.
You mean big? Oh, he doesn't want to play football.
He's a solidly built kid.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, both of them are.
Tight end, defensive end.
Both of them are.
Or, you know, if he's a good soccer player, he could be like that Australian kid who ends up being a punter.
No. He's going to be like Virgil.
That's Australian rules. Yeah. Virgil. No, he should be like Haaland.
You're like what?
Who?
He'd rather
play.
Haaland?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah. What do you think they're going to take with that one spot then, Pat?
I'm thinking, I mean, it's a matter of like. Wait,
did they end up getting Knucklehead McGillicuddy? Did they end up recruiting him?
Who's Knucklehead?
Knucklehead McGillicuddy. He's that guy.
An actual person?
Yeah. Knucklehead McGillicuddy. Wasn't he one of their recruits?
Come on, man. Are you serious or are you trying to think of somebody?
Is that an old dummy from the 1950s? Like a, you know, a ventriloquist dummy?
God damn it, Mike. We've lost
I know, all I know I'm going to make coherence. A lot of references to the Dan Le Batard show. But I really enjoy that show, and it's funny. And they got a guy, Greg Cote, who joins, who's an old man. And they call him Show Killer because he basically does stuff like what Mike does.
You said Dan.
I said what?
I think you said Dan Patrick.
No, not Dan Patrick.
It's Le Batard.
Yeah, Le Batard.
Yeah, the Show Killer.
Show Killer.
Yeah.
Again, there's another piece, like natural timing.
Yeah, it was your internet that sucked this time, Mike.
So who do you think they're going to take, Pat? That's what I said.
If there's any sort of edge rusher out there, that would be ideal.
But, I mean,
Unicorns. They're unicorns.
They are.
That's why I hate the 3-4, because it requires a unicorn, and we can't recruit them.
Well, maybe he's thinking we can.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping
he even
so.
Has to find a guy like he had
Keen Griffin.
Exactly. So maybe you take a guy who's an athlete, like the guy from the Florida State recruit who we got, Green. You know, maybe you make him in a hybrid position where he's blitzing or he's solving that problem by being a pass rusher from a unconventional position. Because that's what they may need to do if they've recruited well. And it seems like our linebackers are improved. So, know, do you make that guy a blitzing safety or something, or an undersized edge rusher?
I'm hearing Javon Wright might eventually be that guy, but I mean, he's still a redshirt freshman. That said,
I thought he came in as a safety.
He did, and he's apparently getting gigantic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And hopefully the guy from North Dakota, though, he may need a little seasoning.
The South Dakota nose tackle, you mean? No.
No, not Hushmouth. The guy they have, Randall
Kapai? Oh, Randolph Kapai. He's in the next class.
Oh, okay. You're saying for the guys playing this year.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Nebraska, I haven't seen any lists about this, but you have to consider us one of the 10 teams with the most to lose if the season is canceled.
Oh, yeah. The purgatory is no good for us because we can't – can't recruit until we start getting results, and another year of not being able to get results is terrible. That's worst case scenario.
Yeah.
I said, we're up against it. We've hit the 2 minutes left mark, so we've got to wrap it up, fellas.
I guess my prediction for the year, is that what we're looking for? I say 1-13, 1-12.
No, we're not looking for prediction at this point. What is it, May?
Also, 1-13 is mathematically impossible.
Yeah.
Okay, 1-12. 1-11.
What, do we get a bowl game?
They'll get one win.
We get into the bowl game with the 1-12 record?
No. Not this year. Maybe, you know, they're finished. Nebraska's finished. I think we can all.
This is another reason why we don't. This is another reason
I shouldn't
why
have
we
said show killer. Right. Yeah. Get us out, Pat. Make the announcement. Speak
All up. Right. So follow us on Twitter at Big Red Cobcast. We're on Facebook.com/Cobcast. Go to Patreon.com/Big Red Cobcast. Get yourself a Hawkeye Tears water bottle. You know what? Maybe Mike will be back. Maybe he won't. We'll see.
We're going to have stuff up on Sports Nation, too, on Corn Nation.
Oh, yes. We're back on Corn Nation. I can't believe I missed that. Yeah. Now, Fatty Rides the Bus.
Fatty Rides the Bus.
Do it, Mike.
Fatty Rides the Bus.
Yes!